Blog Talk Radio.
The Lucky Mojo Root Work Hour from coast to coast and around the world is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company and DrKeone.com.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what is going on here. Once again, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, from around the world to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Workout, brought to you courtesy of DrKeone.com and the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. They're located online at LuckyMojo.com. I'm your host, Dr. Keone, here on the East Coast of Florida, welcoming you to another edition of our show about the African-American tradition of herbal magic, a.k.a. Hoodoo. And we're going to be going to your phone calls here to talk to you about how you can use hoodoo to solve your problems. But before we go to those phones, we're going to be speaking with our guest, our co-host out in California at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. So, her, you can get to me 818-394-8535. That's 818-394-8535. Don't mind.
Hello?
Cat.
Yes, if you stop the music, perhaps I can hear you. All we're hearing is chopped up sound, and in the chat room everyone says, can't hear a thing.
Okay, well, that's your Blog Talk Radio interface. That's what y'all want to use, so that's what you're doing. Okay. So don't fuck with me. You insisted to be like this, so if I did it my way, it wouldn't be like this.
All right. Well, everyone's hearing you pretty chopped up. They're saying I am loud and clear. And Tammy Lee says she's getting kicked out of the chat room, so she's trying to get in.
Okay.
She is area code 850, just like I said before. And they say they can hear me, and everything's clearing up, they said.
Yeah. It's the music, that music interface. It's not made. They shouldn't even have it on here because we're trying to play the music through their interface. And I've noticed it when I listen to the recorded versions. You can tell it's really fracked up. So, six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. But I've got something to work around that. So, this will probably be the last time we have this problem with them being able to hear us through the introduction. The other thing is, this is our 13th show. Did you know that?
No, congratulations to us.
Girl, we're hanging in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing well.
Yeah, so... I just say keep going. I know people are saying, we don't want you to stop. And someone brought this up today and said, this is your 13th show. And I didn't realize that at all. So, I'm feeling good and we can keep going or, whatever you want to do. But I just wanted to mention that because it is a milestone when you're able to put 13 shows in the can, so to speak. So, we're having real...
Well, Nagashiva pointed out, he scheduled us for more. And for those who are new to the show, reason 13 is important is in the past years, because we've been doing this show for almost 7 years now, I guess, we have done 13 on and 13 off, and then 13 on and 13 off. So mm-hmm. normally after 13 we would take a break. But I don't think we need to. This is a better time of the week and a better time of the day for both of us. And before it was like difficult to always be doing it in the evening. But I think this is a very convenient time. I'm happy with it. And I'm willing to just keep on an indefinite basis. Maybe take a break now and then like we did for the holidays. But Nagashiva did buy us more time, so we're ready to go. We're ready to go.
All right. Well, that's great. And I was just informed that this is the 12th show. So I stand corrected. We have one more show to go for it to be the 13th show. So I had my facts wrong, and I told you all, don't mess with me with numbers, okay? I'm not a count bunny, that's all.
All right, well, whatever. I think it's more than that, because didn't we restart up in October?
I don't know, Kat. Yeah, we did.
Somebody could figure it out. I'm terrible at numbers. But you know, Nagashiva said he'd asked about it previously, and we all just said, let's keep going, so let's just keep going. Meanwhile, I'd like to give a couple of shout-outs to some people in the chat room. Miss Michael is in the house, Conjureman Ali, Cyclona, who is there quite often, Svart Hinden, the black hound, I guess you could say, of Sweden, is in the chat room, but I think the word Hinden actually means a female hound, so she's the black you-know-what. And Tammy Lee is there, Lynn Tyson. So hello to all of them, and, of course, Nagashiva.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amen. Hello to everyone there. I was opening up the chat room here on my other computer here. So that I could get in there, and there we are. So I apologize there. And, you know, we've got such a tremendous group of people that listen to us around the world, and these the podcasts are downloaded, you know, hundreds of times daily through iTunes and now through Blog Talk Radio, and you know, and we exchange traffic between our forums and our websites, and people, you know, just tell me constantly how much they love you, how much they love me, how much they love and appreciate this show, and they just can't get enough of it. And so I just want to thank our audience, you know, because we, you know, Kat and I are... we're just, you know, windbags, and we can just talk and talk and talk. But, you know, if we don't have someone to interact with us, you know, hey, you know, what good is it? You know, the show is nothing, you know. And so we want to thank you, each and every one of you, for taking the time out every Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, to either dial in and listen on the phone. Some of you never say anything, but you dial in and you listen, or you log in online at Blog Talk Radio or over at jujucentral.net, and you participate in the chat rooms and you listen. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Those of you who are setting lights right now, thank you very, very much. From me, Kat, Shiva, and all the Lucky Mojo gang, we really, really appreciate that. Don't you think so, Kat?
Yes, we sure do. And while I was calling out those names, some more people just wanted to announce themselves. Benedicta is here from Sweden, so we got the whole Swedish crew.
Yes, yes.
And and Turnstile is here, Michael. And there was someone else. Oh, it was the Magnusons. Both Magnusons are there. So
okay.
We have quite a lot of people. I think we have 54 in the chat room, and I'm hoping they can hear us good. Some people, one person says, I cannot hear anything at all. And so I don't know. They're saying that you, Dr. K, still sounds weird. And then Tammy Lee says now she can hear. So we're having some problems. So we'll just soldier on through. You know, Blog Talk Radio, it is what it is, and it's what they call a not yet mature technology. Nagashiva reminds people in the chat room, if you cannot hear, try refreshing your page. All righty, so let's just hope that they can take care of that, and Nagashiva will take care of them. I'm still concerned. Have you been able to pick up Tammy Lee?
Tammy Lee should be live right now. Tammy, are you there?
Tammy Lee is here, and how are y'all this afternoon?
Oh, thank God you're here.
I'm here. I'm here. Thank you so much. And good afternoon to both of you, Dr. Keone and Ms. Katz.
Good afternoon to you. Hello again.
All righty. So, well, with that, then, let's explain what the program is, and we'll do it. So what we're going to do is we have a pre-call-in IDs, and we have them at jujucentral.net, which is Dr. Keone's site, and at forum.luckymojo.com, which is a site run by my company, Lucky Mojo. And we have people who call in, and who write in, and they identify themselves. They give a brief description of what their situation is. They give their area code. And Tammy Lee is going to pick them up, alternating from them, and then we're going to do brief card readings for them, and then prescribe down-home conjure, hoodoo, root work remedies for their spiritual situations. So, Tammy Lee, who do you have for us?
Our first caller would be Noelle from area code 803. Dr. Kim?
Yes, 803, and I do see it here. We're okay, and we're trying to make that person's mic live. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. For the past 3 years, I've been having a lot of different issues, mainly dealing with employment. I can't seem to find a job, and naturally money. I've tried and tried to change things for better, but nothing's working. I feel stuck and like I'm just spinning my wheels instead of moving forward. I need some guidance on how to change my situation. Noelle would love a card reading and, of course, root work and spell casting and recommendations.
All right, then. Noelle, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Noelle. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you.
Tell us about
yourself.
All right. Yourself.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself. Just give us a little so we can kind of focus in on you. We understand it's a job issue. May I just ask a couple of questions that I always ask? What's your sign of the zodiac?
I'm a Taurus.
Well, then you'll end up with a job sooner or later. No Taurus goes without work if they want to work. That's what field do you work in?
I actually used to work in healthcare.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you're looking for a job now, or are you looking to change?
Actually, I'd like to stay in the same field if it's possible.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to throw down three rapid cards on this. I don't want to spend too much time on the reading. I'd rather give you some more ideas about spell work, since I know you're a Taurus. And for Tauruses, and I'm a Taurus, the practical is usually what gets us the most response. So first card I have is a card of the past. It is the Ten of Wands. This shows a person who has been struggling to get where they want to go and is tired. They are carrying 10 big sticks, and they're trying to get to a little house that promises comfort and happiness. But it's kind of distant and far away. It may even be a painted backdrop on a stage, and so there's a kind of a that you're caught in the present, carrying your heavy load and not looking at the future. The second card is the card of the Nine of Swords. This says to me that you may have some either some enemy work has been done, or you may have some depressed emotions around this. This is a card of a person waking up from a nightmare and feeling really just in bad condition emotionally. It's an emotional card, and it also says that there may have been some other problems going on you didn't want to talk about having to do with your life that may have had an impact on this. Is that the case?
I don't know how to describe it.
Well, in other words, what I'm seeing here is that this is that there's more here than just, you know, you're sending out your resumes, right?
Yes, yes.
And you're going for interviews. It's a card of some despair is what it is. And it may be that it's just been a long time for you, but this is a card that shows that you've reached a kind of bottom. You bottomed out here. And it's not a good card. It's a sad card. The next card is the card of the Magician. And that shows a person who is using his power to bring things from above to below to manifest that which he wants. And he's using the four symbols of the four suits of the tarot, the wand, the cup, the pentacle, and the sword, or earth, air, fire, and water, or however you want to call them. And he's bringing power from above where he has roses of his passion, and he's bringing them down below into his garden of roses and lilies where the roses protect the lilies. So it looks to me like you can get over this, but it's going to take some energy, and you might need a helper or a mentor of some sort. Dr. K, what do you see on this?
I also see some difficulties here, Kat, that you're talking about. The Seven of Stones, which is Saturn in Taurus in the Quest Tarot, is in the outcome here, and that is not necessarily a very auspicious card to have. So it tells me she's got some work to do. I do concur that there has been some affliction upon her. You said that perhaps it's juju, and I would agree with you that this woman has been crossed. The Three of Stones sits in the present, and that is a positive card. So we're not giving you all negative news, but what we're telling you here is that there are some things that need to be remediated using conjure. I see by Seven of Wands here, we're talking probably quite a bit of candle work here. What's your sign? Let's hear your element here. What is it?
She said she's a Taurus.
Oh, yes.
For some reason, I just blanked out right there because I got confused here. I do apologize. I'm doing several things. You all don't realize it. Okay, but you did say Taurus, and I even mentioned Taurus here at the beginning, so duh on me. yeah, really, duh. Okay, my grandson would say when he was little. The one thing I see here, so we're talking earth sign. We're talking earth, aren't we? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely are talking about grounding work, Kat, and we're talking about work with, the elementals, roots, and herbs and so forth. But there's fire here. There's quite a bit of fire because we need to get some movement. So, Kat, what would you suggest that she uses for conjure in light of these cards and what they're telling us?
All right. Well, it says here that she needs guidance. So I'm going to ask, have you been using any kind of spell work at all?
I have, actually. I've been using steady work supplies.
Uh-huh.
And I actually have a steady work honey jar that using.
I'm going to ask you to perk that thing up a little bit more. Tauruses are the steady sign. We are the steady ones. And steady work, I'm a Taurus, and here I am making this product called Steady Work. But sometimes to get a new job, you need to put a little bit of extra in it. You might want to start putting a little bit of ginger in, maybe a little bit of gunpowder in. Lightning struck wood if you can get it. And if you're a student of mine, which I don't know if you are, but if you're a student of mine, you can get free lightning struck wood from me. I do not sell it. So there are different things like that you might use. The other thing that you might want to do is to put your petition, and not just the honey jar now, that's one thing, but now we're talking about a new kind of petition. You might want to put that petition and rewrite it, and put it in an anthill. The idea being to have the ants spread it out around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you might, you would say, give it, of course, you're going to feed those ants. So you're going to wrap that petition up with smear some honey on it, and make it nice for the ants. And go find an anthill and say, to the ants, please spread the word. I need a job. Spread the word all around the world to all the other little worker ants, because ants are known as workers. And they will often carry a message for you where other means have failed.
Okay.
Also, I'd like you to use Crown of Success products. And that would be so that you test well. You would want to dress any kind of paper application forms with Crown of Success and Steady Work so that you would come across as doing well. And any names of anybody that you are applying to, you're going to put their names in your honey jar. Anybody's business card that you're going to, just stick that in the sugar or the honey jar. Okay?
All right.
Now, I would also say, I mean, I know Dr. K is going to have some other ideas, but I think that just relying on a honey jar alone, it's a sweetening, but it is not an active thing. It's you know, you kind of want to get out there and do a little bit more. Also, that magician has roses above and roses and lilies below. And I'm thinking, well, the roses are there, so you might want to just put a little bit of rose petals in it. And keep from despair, because that middle card is a sad card, and I don't want you to fall into a feeling of despair, okay? So, Dr. K, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I was thinking, it's funny, I was thinking about the Brazilian Exu Pamba Gira. I know that doesn't fall under hoodoo, but we do bring in all the African diaspora traditions here. For some reason, I feel you need to work at a tea crossroads. A tea crossroads, meaning that one road dead ends into another road that's going in a, you know, in opposite directions. And take some roses with you. Take, I believe, seven roses with you, but remove the thorns from them. Remove the thorns. Take something really nice, like a pack of vanity matches, a small vial of brand new perfume, or a nice little silk or nylon handkerchief or kerchief that a woman would use. Take it in a mirror. And you want to lay these out on red fabric, maybe about 12 by 12 inches, along with a red candle as well. And you petition her, because that's what I saw. I had a vision, and I saw you doing this. And you petition her, and you ask her to open the road for you. And not only that, in the area of career and progress, but ask her to dismantle the weapons of your enemy, because you've got some people who are throwing at you. And when I was looking at all of this, the Tower card, Cat, fell out of my deck here as I was shuffling cards in my hand. And I heard that Pamba Gira is going to fight for you. Now, I know you have information about Pamba Gira, Cat, on the AIR website. So let's educate the folk here. Let me throw it back to you and give them around on this work we're talking about.
Well, at AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, we have many pages, hundred pages now, on spirits from different traditions, including saints, angels, deities, and you can find them at AIR and read about them. And learn how those different spirits are served in their own different religious contexts. So AIR is at readersandrootworkers.org, and it's just one of those things that you can find. Right now, Dr. E has been writing pages on some of the Palo deities, and we've had also on the Santeria or Lukumi deities, and we have plenty of stuff on the angels and archangels and Catholic saints. And Conjurman Ali just wrote In Tranquil Spirits, and he's part of the AIR Tech team, so that's where you can look that stuff up. All right, okay, great, okay.
We thank you for your call, and we would like for you to get back with us, give us a follow-up on how things are working out for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And I just have one more thing to say, Noelle. You have trouble doing this work yourself, you might want to work with somebody else. The magician, I call a card that indicates magic works will have success. But I would like you to know also that it can mean you will need the help of a magician. And the magician indicated in this case would be a young man. Okay. All right.
Thank you so very, very much, and we appreciate your call. And, Kat, we talked about the use of ants you know, for this work. A lot of people don't understand that in the African cosmology of conjure, that ants are used as a healing agent, as agents of healing, as well as conjure. So a little bit of knowledge on that for our audience here.
Yeah, I had just actually put a little bit into the chat room. And namely that ants are also used to train hunting dogs to hunt, and they can be worked with to get people to call you from a long distance and so forth. We're still getting an awful lot of echo on my voice, really amounting to reverb, and people are mentioning it in the chat room again. Is there anything that can be done about that?
Absolutely nothing from my side. I don't know what phone you're on or what type of phone you're on or anything. I don't hear an echo here. I do hear it when I listen on the recorded version, and I noticed that there is no echo on mine. So I'm not, you know, it has to be something that has to do with transmission where you are and how you're dialing in or calling in. I have no control over this, Kat.
All right. Well, the reason I mention it is, just to be technical here for a second, it only started 3 weeks ago when you changed your setup. And it is intermittent. Now it's not here. And I hear it when I hear it, and it does come up in the show. I have not changed my phone in 20 years. 20 years.
Well, we're talking through Skype. So, you know, this was reason.
No, I'm
dialing in through, that's how I'm dialing in through the station computer here, is through Skype. That's how it's supposed to be meant to work. And so that's what I'm doing here. And,
right.
You know,
I'm suggesting you didn't used to work through Skype. And I'm wondering if it's when you changed to Skype that this has started, because what seems to be happening, it's a buffering issue. We can talk about it afterwards, but didn't you just change to Skype recently?
Yes, we did, at you all's insistence to try to work it this way, and because I was dialing in straight through from a cell phone, and that quality of that call wasn't as great either. So, you know, this Blog Talk Radio thing, is the interface is less than desired, and I have a much better way of doing this, but, you know, when we get tired of it, then we'll do it my way, okay?
Well, I'd be glad to change any time, but we'll talk tech after the show. I have always said Skype doesn't work for me, and we don't use it.
Okay, so let's take another call, and maybe you all, you know, I hope things will change and switch up here for you. I can't do anything about it, so no sense in keeping talking about it. Let's get somebody on, and let's talk who do.
Okay.
Sammy?
Yes, sir, Dr. Kiania. Our next caller, do we have a 770 in the queue? Area code 770.
All right. Give us a second to try to locate that here, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Area code 770. We have quite a few people here in the queue. And so we're having to take a moment to go through, and the queue continues to refresh itself. This is something that's new with Blog Talk Radio on my side here, and every 5 seconds it refreshes, and it doesn't give me enough time to even look at the numbers here in front of me. I do not see that area code. I'm sorry, 770. I don't see it.
Okay, yes, sir. We have actually, let me scroll down here.
Hold on.
We have a follow-up from area code 360.
All right. Looking for area code 360. Yes, go ahead, please, while you talk.
Yes, sir. Area code 360. Ronnie, who is Papa Stitch on jujucentral.net and myhudoospace.com. And this is Papa Stitch. This is just seeking a progress report type reading on Torian girl that I've been working on. I've had a reading from y'all on her and what I should do to win her. And one of the main points from that reading was to do a gentle, non-coercive type juju on her. I have completed a kiss me now ritual on And I'm currently working a come-to-me bottle spell. So this is my very first bottle spell, and I'm working with. So my confidence with working this isn't as high as it should be. Miss Kat did say that heavily encouraging would be a bad thing. She is a first deacon Taurus, in parentheses, true Taurus, and I am a second deacon Cancer, in parentheses, Cancer plus Scorpio. I've had a reading from y'all, and that's a quote.
And that's area code, which, 360?
Yes, sir, 360, Dr. Okay, Kearney.
Stitch, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. How are you guys?
Okay.
Hi.
Welcome. We're glad to have you back. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
How are you guys?
Well, I'm doing as well as can be expected, considering our technical issues here. So here's what I suggest. Since I'm echoing so much, Dr. K, why don't you do this one, okay?
Okay, what I'm going to do is log out. Have Shiva log in here, okay? I'll try to come back into the stream here in just a moment, okay?
All right, so I'm going to talk to Stitch, I hope.
Yeah, well, we hope. Okay. I'm going to kill my Skype.
All right, we'll see what happens. Oh, this is a comedy of technology, that's what I call it. How are you doing, Stitch?
I'm very good, ma'am, thank you.
And I've stopped echoing because he's gone. Okay, well, we hope.
Can you hear me, Kat?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you can hear me.
Yes, I hear you just fine.
Okay, I just killed Skype, and if you can hear me, all right. Okay, please continue. This is interesting. I'm learning here something. I don't know what it is, but I'm learning it.
All right. Well, now the question is, you've been working on this love scene situation for how long has it been now?
It's been about 2 months.
All right. When you started, and you have to forgive me here because I don't remember every detail of it from the past. When you started, did you set a time limit for how long the work would be undertaken?
Less than a year, about 6 months.
Less than a year, about 6 months. Okay. That's not the way I do time limits. So let's get a time limit that's a real time limit. When I tell people, and I'm not trying to push you here. I'm just trying to make sure that all the listeners understand. When I say time limit, I mean a date or a framework that can be resolved either from the date that you started or a special date, such as her birthday, my birthday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, 4 months from today, 2 weeks from today, whatever it is, it's a time. So a time frame like 6 months to a year is not a workable time frame for me. Now, I'm not asking you to decide one right now. I'm just saying that sounds to me like you're still working it a little bit on the open-ended side. And I'm not saying that 6 months is better than a year or that a year is better than 6 months, but it's not setting a time limit that is firm will often cause you to wobble or wibble in your work, and you just kind of work past your deadline. Okay. All right. But now you know that. So you've been doing this work, and you have not had the results you've wanted. Have you had partial results? Have you had signs at all?
I've had signs. Yeah. Within 3 weeks of it. Yeah.
Good. All right. So what you're looking for is a check on the work, okay? But you have not yet achieved completion on the work, or you wouldn't be calling us, right?
Okay.
All righty. I'm going to put down three cards and see what we get. First card I get is a card called the Eight of Wands. This shows a man on a hill being attacked from below by seven wands, and he is holding the eighth one, fighting people off. This says to me that you're holding your own in the situation, but you're not yet able to triumph. Okay? It's, you're like, there's still loose ends here, and you're not able to completely what it is you want. The next card I have is a card that indicates a card of learning and hoping and waiting. It's the Three of Wands. This says that results will come in time, but it's going to be longer than you wish. This is a man on a hill looking out at boats over the ocean, and it's sunset, and now late at night, his boats that he sent out long ago, his ships have come in. And his clothes are kind of patched and tattered and torn, but he's hanging in there, and he is, in fact, the character of the Magician, but with his back is turned to us. And he's worked hard, but he's getting a little reward, but late. It's coming late. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the third card says to me that this person that you're working on is themselves torn between what you are offering or asking for and something else in their life. And the outcome card, for me, the future card, is the Two of Pentacles, which shows a juggler juggling two coins down by the water, and the water is going up and down. So you might want to try to address the other issues in this person's life because they are almost kind of trying to juggle and trying to sort of tap dance at the same time, but they're having some difficulty. And it may be also that you are juggling two things. In other words, you're doing this work but might be thinking of some other work as well. It says to me that there's not a complete 100% success guaranteed, but still it looks like it may come to pass in time. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Now, tell me what it is that you are doing. What kind of spell work you're doing?
The gentle non-chorus, like a kiss me now ritual.
Oh, right. That's right. I remember you said that.
Kiss me now.
Okay.
Okay.
Kiss me now, and you are waiting to have a sexual connection with this person.
Yes, ma'am.
And so far, it's still just a friendship and no kissing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would take it to maybe another level if you want to. During that time that you've set yourself, 6 months to a year, and that's a long time to get someone to, kiss. You might want to try a few other little techniques that are a little bit more intimate. Also, does the person have someone else? Because I'm seeing this juggling card. Do they have someone else?
She hasn't come out and said that, so I'm assuming no.
All right. Is she just a modest gal? I mean, just very, very modest. I mean, would she have sex with anyone else?
I actually think she's still a virgin. Actually.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, well, that's good. That's what I meant by modest. She's modest. Maybe that's what she's juggling, is the idea of, I have to ask if she's a virgin. Still a virgin, then I would say, are you going against some of her moral feelings that she would not want to have sex before marriage, but at least she should be able to kiss? But in some cultures, even to kiss means to lead to an engagement or a marriage. So I don't know your culture and I don't know hers, but you may be running into some difficulties here because there's more going on, like I said, than just your sexual attractiveness to this gal and hers to you. Not everybody lives a life like in the movies where they go into a clinch and then we, have a quick humping scene and we cut to the next morning and everyone's happy. That's movies, and that's movies of the individualistic, primarily moneyed classes of America. But many people have other cultures, and she may be torn between her natural inclinations based on her religious, cultural, and family upbringing and that desire for what she sees on TV. So if it's not somebody else, that juggling actually may be about those two things. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That was always in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a feeling, you know, I'm just going with where the spirit leads me, but I don't think it's about you so much as that you may not be able to tear her loose from her cultural moorings, and I don't know that I would even recommend it because she may regret it if it happens. And you may want to consider your cultural and religious and moral precepts and see if you can abide by hers, then it may go a different way. You see, because Kiss Me Now is about let's have a one-night stand with no regrets. And that may not be what she wants. And so she's holding you off, that card of the Seven of Wands, you see?
So with something Look Me Over, would that be like more appropriate?
Well, let me ask you this. Does she date you at all? Does she go out for coffee with you? Does she do it with any man?
I think she does it with other guys, but her parents are pretty religious.
May I ask which religion?
Episcopalian.
All right. Well, I would say that's not the worst one as far as being strict. I mean, there are much worse than that. So she probably is okay to go out dancing and dating if she's an Episcopalian. I'm sorry to laugh, but it's, you know, if there's so many choices in the world. Well, so Look Me Over would be a good thing to add to it. And you're using in the ritual, you might try to use some of the oils around her. You might try to keep a candle lit when you ask her if she wants to go out for coffee or whatever it is. You know, and have a candle lit to back you up.
Okay.
What do you think, Dr. K?
I actually deferred to you on this, Kat, because of the things that I'm trying to accomplish here. So I was listening in one ear here, and, you know, your advice to him is good. That's all I have to say.
All right. And Countryman Ali puts a note in the chat room, rose petals to encourage sincere love rather than sex. Yeah, I think that may be part of what this is. She's fighting off the idea of giving herself away too easy. Now, you know, everybody's different, and everyone has their own morality. And we don't try to do spell work usually to, you know, to totally destroy someone's moral basis or ground. Turnfield also says violet leaves are nice for that too. Okay,
sir. Thank you for your call once again, and keep us updated. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God bless. Okay, you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curing Company, Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. And also brought to you in part by drkeone.com. Kat, let me say, you know, I do apologize. I beat your head off there, and I didn't mean to. It's been a very, very, very long day. I was up to 3:30 working on this station, and because we had problems yesterday, and then another 7 hours this morning. So I'm just, like, really kind of jaded. And I'm a perfectionist, and I was so excited. I was like, okay, I got it fixed. It's going to be a perfect show. And then you're like, it ain't good enough. It ain't right. And I'm like, darn. So I'm like, this is my parade.
Well, I'll tell you, hon. We got your email about how many hours you put into it, and I hear you. I feel your pain. I'm just take it easy, and I figure if I talk slowly, my echo catches up with me. I won't be confused. But the echo is actually louder to me than my own voice. Now, I can ask Nagashiva to come in and redial me in and hear me better. Okay. We also, and I have to explain, we've had power outages here 3 out of the last 7 days, and we are not sure what's going on with our power, but our phone line should be separate.
Are you still having that issue, Kat, right now of not being able to?
No, now I have power right now.
No, I mean the echo.
The echo, yeah, I'm still hearing it.
Okay, well.
It's about da-da, da-da, da-da.
All right.
Da-da,
okay.
Da-da. It's a slow echo.
Yeah, okay. We'll try something different next week. Okay, I'm so sorry, though, and I just wanted to apologize to you publicly here. Are we ready for another call?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, well, let's get Tammy. Tammy?
Yes, sir, right here, Dr. Keone and Miss Kat. And Dr. Keone, do we have area code 334 on the line, please?
Okay. Give us a moment here. The page is refreshing. Area code 334. No, I don't see that person. I'm sorry. They're
okay.
20, okay, here they are. Okay, page is just air code 334.
Yes, sir.
Are you
Erica.
There? Hello, area code 334. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Hold on, please. Okay, Tammy, tell us
yes,
about
sir.
This call.
Okay, we've got Peggy from the Lucky Mojo forum, and Peggy's description: lately, I have been having a very strong, strange dreams of snakes. Now, I've noticed where these snakes lie on me in my dreams is where I have unexplained pain. Also, I've been doing money drawing, employment, and success work, and nothing is going my way. Even uncrossing, and my situation remains the same. I do feel as if the work of my child's husband's, mother, how do I uncross this burden? And Peggy would indeed love a reading and spell casting and root work, please.
Okay, I'm going to bring her mic back up, but I heard a lot of children in the background there. So are you there now, caller?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
I hope that we'll be able to hear you. Welcome to the
show. I'm here.
Okay, and Kat
Thank
Ironwood
you.
Is here at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and Kat's going to ask you some questions, and we're going to see if we can help you out.
I've been having weird dreams of snakes for the last 3-4 months, and the snakes are, like, around my stomach area where I've been having a little bit of stomach, really sick in the stomach. Just a lot of negativity, nothing positive coming along in my life. Right about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Kat? Okay, I think Kat Ironwood is not there. Kat, are you there? Okay, I don't even see Kat in the queue now. Okay, just a moment. We're going to get Kat back here with you. And there she is. Okay, Kat, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, like I told you, I was going to try to log out and log back in, see if the sound was any better. It's not. and everybody is echoing. The caller, Tammy Lee, me, you. It's the giant echo fest. All right, hon. I'm so sorry. I had to miss part of that because I was logged out. So you tell me just again a little bit about your situation. I heard the last part, but not the first part.
Well, I've been having for the last 3-4 months snake dreams of the dreams, the snake coming on my side and landing on my stomach and just sitting there. The other snake is always 2 snakes, one green and one is green and one is yellow.
Oh dear.
Where the snake lands on my stomach is where I have a lot of pain, like vomiting feeling. My feet burns a lot.
Oh dear.
Pain going going on with my body. No success, no matter what I do, nothing works for me. Everything is just like going downhill for me.
I understand. I want to tell you something, hon. When people dream of snakes like that, it is not a good dream. And you knew that already, so I didn't need to
tell you that.
But this is not good. This is not good. It is an attempt to ruin your health. It is an attempt to put like an illness into your body. And if this is the work of your husband's, it says here, my husband's child's mother. So this is a very bad enemy that you have. This is not good. This is not good at all. This person, the mother of this child, is actually, you have two snakes, and this means there are two people involved. The number of snakes in the dream, for those who count snakes in their dream, is always the number of people involved. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, in all the dreams, I always be two snakes.
I understand. I understand that very well. All right, you're going to need, first of all, you need some bathing and some cleansing, and you need some protection. I'm not even going to do a card reading on this because we already have your dream to interpret. Do you understand? I don't need to read cards because your dream tells me everything I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So the green snake and the yellow snake, all right. So one of them is younger, one of them is older, one of them is wiser, one of them is a little bit green. So what I mean, green means not quite so proficient.
One snake has two colors. It was green and yellow, and the other snake was black that went up under my clothes and laid in my stomach.
Was white, you say?
It was black, the one that went up under my clothes.
Oh, the black. Oh, that's even. Okay, this is not good at all. Okay, so we have a green and yellow snake, and we have a black snake. All right.
Yes.
Well, they are definitely trying to cause an illness that will cause you death.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling on this is that there are two people involved, as I said, because the number of snakes is always the number of people. But the second one, that black snake, may actually be a spirit being that is being sent by the other. In other words, or a root worker who has been hired by this other woman. You see what I'm getting at?
Yes,
there's the evil one is the darker of the snake that gets close to your body and is going up with you. That's the one that's trying to send death to you. So the other one is possibly has hired that other one. And when I say hired, it could be hired a living person, or it could be hiring someone who lives in the spirit side of things. You see where I'm coming from. So what I feel here is you need serious protection, and you are... You've probably been to regular medical doctors, have you?
I refuse to because I already know what disease is. I have a sense of, I know it's not something a medical doctor could help me with, so I've been trying to, like, cleanse myself.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to tell you something. Now, you have to listen to me, hon. Listen. I'm not a medical doctor. I cannot prescribe medicine. I cannot tell you the cause of your ailment. But I will say this, that when I have a person who I accept as a client, I insist that they go to a medical doctor. And then some of them say, well, that's a waste of money. I know it's an unnatural illness. Yes, but that is my rule when I work with people, because I don't want to ever have overlooked something that might be obvious. But here's what I was taught by an old lady, because I said the same thing to her. I said, How can people give you an illness that will kill you, but the doctor can't find it? And she said, well, they always work on your weakest physical system. So in your case, it's something in your abdomen, whether it's your reproductive organs or your bowels, there's something in your abdominal area that is genetically or medically or possibly through conditions that you've encountered in your life that is a weak link, and they have done a divination and they know where the weakest link is. Do you see what I'm saying? And people say, well, if they're going to kill you with an unnatural illness, how could you go to a doctor? But listen to me, hon. If they're going to kill you with an unnatural illness, you're just not going to drop dead. You're going to get that, whatever it may be. Knock on wood, it is not endometriosis, bowel cancer, cervical cancer. You see what I'm saying? Not ectopic pregnancy. All those different things, every one of them, and it's not going to be all of those, and God hope it's not going to be any of those things. But whatever it is that they send you, they're going to go for your weakest system, whether it's your kidneys or your liver, whatever it is. It's something in your abdomen. Now, you will not necessarily be able to cure it only with a doctor, but it's going to show up because there is going to be something when you end up dead. It's going to be on your autopsy. And I want you to understand, really understand me, that getting that checkup, going to the clinic, even if it's a free clinic, just get a checkup and see what they have to say, because then we'll know more what we have to do. Then we know where our energy has to go. You see, I can't diagnose on the phone if it's your liver or your kidney. I can't. I don't know. And I would really want you to do cleansing baths and teas and things like that, but I also want to know what they are picking up and seeing, okay? Because people just don't drop dead overnight. They have something wrong with them first. So promise me, hon, that I will help you with Conjure, but promise me you'll go get a checkup. Even if they say they can't find nothing, I want to hear that from you that they said that. You hear what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
I know you don't believe me, but I'm going to...
I do believe
you.
I do.
All right. Well, people just get... All right, just get that checkup. You can get a checkup, and if they say, well, nothing, it's abdominal pain. Oh, it's your gallbladder. I could diagnose it right now over the phone. How old are you, honey?
32.
32, and are you a little bit overweight?
Maybe I'll tell you, yes.
See? Now, I could just say, statistically, that points it's either going to be your reproductive organs or your gallbladder because of your age and your weight. You know, but that's just statistics. But what I'm trying to get at here, hon, is that it could even be your appendix. I don't know. But whatever it is, you must not, having pain like that, you must not let that go by without a checkup. Now, having said all that, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get the 121st Psalm. Do you know what that is? I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. That is a psalm that people will put under their bed, under their pillow, on their nightstand to protect themselves during the night. This is happening while you sleep. This attack is happening while you sleep. And so I also want you to put up some protection around the bed. You can get some fiery wall of protection oil, and I want you to dress around the bed, four corners of the bed, the legs, however you like to do it, the posts of the bed, if you have a poster bed. But the something of help, I want you to have a glass of water by your nightstand with just clean, fresh, clear water in it, and before you go to bed, you may speak the 121st, 121 Psalms, and then say, may all evil spirits who have been sent to visit me in the night come into this water and drink deeply before they come and find me. And it will trap them. These snake spirits will be trapped and in the morning you get up before you ever speak to anybody and get up and pick that water up and throw it out, pitch it out the window or throw it out the door. Now, there's other things that you can do that are to protect you. You can, with the guidance of a root worker, find out who this is, but it would be very much more complicated than I can do on the radio. It would be a divination on the name of the spellcaster who did this, and we could find them. You just go through the letters of the alphabet, and I mean, you would need a root worker to help you, is what I'm trying to get at. Okay?
I have an appointment with you on Sunday.
You have an appointment with me, what, next Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Well, then I'll be glad to help you with that. And that's the first thing we'll do is try to, you know, which I'll have you do because I don't want you to call anyone's name on the radio. But we will have you call the name of the woman, and then we're going to do some divination on it. And there are ways that you can really put up some protection. Another thing that you can do for the time being is to get yourself a silver dime and it. And I like it to be a real silver dime, a mercury dime, and wear it on a little string around your ankle. And if that string breaks and that dime falls, you know you're under attack. You can also do it with an amulet or charm on a very thin cord or string around your neck. And if it breaks, you know you've been hit. You take the string or the chain and take it to a crossroads and throw it in, and then you take the dime or the amulet charm. It has to be made out of silver, and you wash it off in, you can use Hoyt's cologne or whiskey or Florida water or oil such as protection oil. And but I'll tell you something, that glass of water by the bed is your first line of defense, and keeping the Bible open to the 121st Psalm and rebuking the spirits. You know what I mean when I say rebuking spirits?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I want you to rebuke. That is evil. That is evil. But you know, when they come to you, see, you're one of these people who's a naturally dream psychic. You have what I call the distant early warning system. Many people would sleep through that or wake up and never know what happened. But you know you're under attack. You know exactly. I know you're under attack, and you know exactly where it's coming from. So we've got to protect you. A fiery wall oil around the bed will help. The 121st Psalm will help, and the glass of water by the bedside is a very old remedy. One of the oldest in the book and oldest in the world, really. And yet it has helped so many people. All right.
Okay.
So we're coming up about on the top of the hour, so we have another half hour to go. And I'm not hearing any echo. Is Dr. K still there? Oh, I don't hear Dr. Keone. All right. Does anybody, but they hear me. They're saying they hear me. Do we hear Tammy Lee?
Tammy Lee is here, Miss Kat.
Okay, well, we don't hear Dr. K. I don't hear an echo. So I'm just going to say goodbye. But now the problem is, without Dr. K, we can't get the next caller in. Okay. And other people saying that they are, well, all right. I'll tell you what, how about you and me talk, Tammy Lee, because we don't have Dr. K, and until he comes back in again, we're not going to be able to pick up another caller. Is that correct?
I believe that that's true, and it sounds great talking to you. So I think that was some great advice that you gave, actually, to our last caller. It was wonderful advice. And fiery wall of protection is one of the greatest products in the world, and personal testimony. I love fiery wall of protection. So,
yeah, it's a good old recipe. You know, I'm going to say a couple of things, other things about protection by the bed, because there are so many ways to do protection by the bed. Another way is very old, is to put a flour sifter under the bed. That's from the old days when the flour sifter was made with screen wire and to sift the flour through. And the idea is that any kind of witchcraft or witches that would be coming upon you in the night would have to go and they count all of those little holes in the screen wire. Another one is to scatter white mustard seeds, what's called yellow mustard seeds, under the bed. They have to count. And another one is to keep open scissors or a knife, or some people would take a pair of crust knives, under the bed. And I've seen people to take a big old Bible, you know, one of the large ones, and open it up to Psalm number 121 and put the pair of scissors on the Bible open like an X, and keep that there all night while they sleep. And that's another way to do it. And there are so many of these. There's a picture, I believe, of a bed with a Bible on it in at the AIR site showing how that's done. And there's another another way to do it, some people will say, to scatter very fine seeds of some sort, such as white mustard, across the doorway so they can't come in the door. Okay? So there's just a lot of different things. Well, now we... Yes.
I'm silent. It's just me in the background. I'm not sure what that background noise is.
Oh, well, that's that lady. See, we can't hang
up. I shut her off.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
You call? Yes, we did.
Okay, good. I've got into the board, and I'm Skyping in, and I've made myself audible. So now I can take care of making people live, and I'll watch for Dr. Keone here as well.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
No idea what happened to him.
I know. At least
he's
we're
not
having
in the
an
chat
echo.
Room either.
And
no, we have
I know.
No echo.
Right. So let's get the next caller on the air.
Okay. Thanks, honey.
Tammy,
okay. We are going. I'm gonna. Y'all. I was prepared to go to. I beg your pardon, but I was prepared to go back to JujuCentral.net, and due to the technical issues. Should I go to Lucky Mojo or JujuCentral.net?
Why don't you do Lucky Mojo, because I can follow along there.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All righty.
Do we have a name and an area code?
Yes, sir, we do. And our next caller is calling from area code 646.
And their name?
Ron?
No, I don't see anyone calling from area code 646.
Ron put a message up saying that they would not be able to call in. I remember this. So skip them and go on to the next one.
Okay, our next one is Senora 63, calling from area code 209.
Yes, I do have someone from 209. Let's see if that's the person we're looking for. Is this Senora 63 at area code 209? You're on the air. Is this Senora?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great.
Can
go
you
ahead
hear
and
me?
Read that,
okay.
Tammy Lee. Yeah. Go ahead and read that,
okay.
Tammy Lee.
Yes, sir. Senora, I'm going to read a brief description about what's been going on. I've been dating my boyfriend for over a year now. For some reason, we do not have a regular intimacy, but we have become familiar with very creative in that depth. What's blocking him? His excuse is that someone must have done something to me so that I would not be able to be intimate with another man, but I think it is him. He is blocked for some reason. What's happening? And will he ever be sexually compatible? Senora would like a reading and also root work and still casting recommendations.
All right. I'm going to ask a couple more questions like I always do, Senora. How old are you?
I'm in my late 40s.
And how old is he?
He is 60.
So it might just be a case of that he's wearing out. Is that
a
possibility?
I try to keep it clean. We get together and everything's functioning, and bam, when we get to the part to get it together, it's just everything just stops.
All right.
Everything works
well,
until we get together.
I understand. Well, it's not you, it's him. And I'm not even so sure. Well, I'm going to be real frank here. I'm not even so sure that somebody has put a block on him, but it just may be he's wearing out. Now, we try to keep this show clean. And if this was a private reading, I'd ask you a lot more intimate questions because I would like to get to the bottom of it, but I'm not going to. So what I'm going to say is this. I'm going to throw three cards on it and see what we get, okay?
All right.
Oh, this is funny. All right. No. First card is the Dr. Keone has reappeared
along with our echo.
Along with our echo.
I know I can hear you.
I'm out.
I could just hear my echo.
Oh, he left again. Oh, sweetheart. Oh. I'm so sorry, Dr. K.
Oh.
He brings the echo with him. Oh, I'm so sorry. He's going to be mad at me. All right. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and read this thing. The High Priestess is the first card. This is you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a wise woman. You sit between the two pillars of dark and light. You're a very understanding person. You're a person who understands many of the ways of the world. And I don't need to get into it too much in depth, but let's just say that you have, you're a multicultural person. You're a very free person in your mind, and you understand many things. And this is a good card. Next card is middle card. That's you, right? So the next card is the Five of Cups, and this is a man who is looking at three spilled cups, and he has two cups remaining. You know, his cups have done fallen over, as we might say, all right? And and he's dressed in black, and he's miserable about it. And across the river, there's a ruined castle. Once had a proud red tower on it, but it don't no more. And the water is going under the bridge, means time has passed. That tells me I was right. This is about Nea's age, and I just that's what I can say about that one. And the next card is the card of Temperance. Now Temperance is an interesting card because this is an angel who pours water from one cup to another. The two of you are still very close, heart to heart. But the angel has one foot on the land and one foot on the water and tells me that you should be using a double-pronged or two-sided approach to this problem, one side being physical, the land, one side being spiritual, the water. You can achieve that goal, that crown. There is a path that leads over a hills and through a dark valley and over hills into mountains and into a crown, but it is a long and winding path. The angel is an angel of health and has the symbol for the sun on the forehead and also has a very obscure hermetic symbol on the chest of the angel's robe. First it says Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Jehovah, in Hebrew letters, and then underneath that there's a square with an upward-pointing triangle in it, which some people identify as the kingdom of God, that's the spirit or the upward-pointing triangle, is within you, the square, the material universe. But many of us who follow the ways of sex magic would say that that also symbolizes a male element inside a female element. So what I see here is that you're going to need to pursue this on both aspects. Do blessing, do healing, work with perhaps a spirit like Dr. Jose Gregorio Hernandez, but I don't mean to be rude and crude, and I'm not trying to make a joke, but he may need something like Viagra.
Well, what everything is fine until that point, I don't know how to say it, that point where we're going to start to actually do the act.
To do, yeah. Then, does he use Viagra?
No.
That's what I just said. You didn't respond to that one. He may need to use Viagra. That's what I'm saying. Because this is about the physical as well as the spiritual. And
that be the reason that maybe he doesn't try to initiate anything because he knows it's not going to get done?
Yeah, that's the Five of Cups. This is the man who's in mourning for his lost cups. You know what I'm saying?
He's wrapped in deep sorrow.
I'm here again.
And here you are. And the echo is here, but we'll live with it because we love you, Dr. K.
I'm tired of trying. Okay.
Well, Dr. K, can you try one more thing? Can you just dial in on a regular landline or a regular cell phone line?
My battery's dead. Sorry.
All right. Let me try it one more time. Dr. K, can you call in on a regular landline or a regular cell phone line?
Call in by phone.
I can't. I don't have a line. I can't. It's either
you only
this
have
or
Skype?
and the cell is down right now. So I can't even get in. Okay. All right. I'm out. You all do
well,
your
we love
I'll
you.
Talk. Love you too. Bye.
All right. Oh, oh dear.
And okay, so I just thought because I thought maybe it could have been something else outside that
I'm not
he,
seeing that from the cards. I'm not seeing that from the cards.
It,
what I'm
it could
seeing
have been
is
anything like and I have no guilt feelings or anything.
It's no, I don't see that it's anything but exactly what it looks like. It looks like the cards tell me it's most likely erectile dysfunction of age, and circulatory problems may have contributed to it. For instance, if he has anything along the lines of a heart condition or diabetes or is developing those kinds of problems, that may be part of it. And that looks like just what it is, and you need to have medical as well as spiritual help. Now, if you do use the Viagra, and I would recommend it, I think you'll see a difference. Then emotionally, he'll feel more confident again. It's a hard thing to bring up. You know, some of the things that people don't like to talk about, when you love somebody, I'll tell you, the things you don't like to talk about are male pattern baldness, erectile dysfunction, droopy breasts, and a spreading waistline. You know,
I was starting to feel undesirable to him because everything's going good and everything's going good, everything's gonna be going good, and then at that moment nothing. At that moment, you know.
Yeah, so, I understand. The other thing, and Turnstile mentions this, and it's a good recommendation from Turnstile, a red male member candle, that is a penis-shaped candle dressed with nature and power oil, and High John the Conqueror, and he also mentions Yohimbe bark might help. But, you know, I have to say, really, truly, you're going to need the Viagra, and I would say if it were me, I would use that male candle. It's not about you. It's not about you. This is about him.
Okay, he still desires me. He just can't.
Oh, I think he does. Yeah, but he's just embarrassed and ashamed and wrongfully so. Well, it happens.
Well,
no wonder.
We just went to the doctor together the other day, and the doctor did prescribe him something for high blood pressure. So maybe he discussed it with his doctor while he was there.
Yes, and I'll tell you something else. Some of the high blood pressure medications can interfere with the pressure in all the other systems. Blood pressure can cause it, and you need to just talk about it. You know, this is a very common human situation, but I do not believe it to be at this time a spiritual or magical situation. My cards tell me, do some blessing and do some work around male genital candles. All right, huh?
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure. We're going to try to get one more caller in. So thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh, you're welcome. Is Nagashiva back on the line?
I can hear you. I may be delayed.
Delayed? What does that mean?
Oh, good. If you're hearing me directly, that's great. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, I do hear you.
Okay.
So, Tammy Lee, let's try to get one more person in, if you can read off the next one.
Well, Ms. Pat, I've gone through the list here at Lucky Mojo. And I know that with our technical difficulties here that are going on with both forums, is it possible to keep the caller in the queue or?
Cool.
Well,
I think you can take the next
more.
One. Yeah, I think
yeah,
you can take
a,
one
the
more.
Next one I see is called Kissed by Ra 1. Area code 768 Atlanta, Georgia. That's the last one in my queue.
Okay, I needed to refresh the page. Okay, let me see here. And y'all might be quicker than I am right now because this was pulled up about an hour and 20 minutes ago. So I'm very sorry.
768?
Yes, it's 678 Atlanta,
yes,
Georgia.
Okay. Alrighty, let me see here. Just getting to it. Okay, I'm right here.
and right here on this great farm that we love so much, and we're getting down to that 6, 7, 8.
What's their name?
I got it.
Kissed by Raw 1.
We've got Kissed by Raw 1. Yes. Okay. I need a reading because I feel like I'm in transition period in my life, and I'm not sure if I'm coming or going. Where should I focus my efforts at this? I'm also having a difficult time securing employment and love. What should I do to be drawing in prosperity and love? And Kissed by Raw 1 would love to have a card reading and would love to have root work and spell casting recommendations.
Okay. Is this Kissed by Raw 1? I've just put you on the air. Is this the person we're looking for?
Greetings. Hello.
Hi, Kissed by Raw. What a nice name you have. Well, I'm going
to
ask a couple of questions about you. You know, I probably should just put these questions in the form letter here. What's your zodiac sign?
Libra.
Libra. All right. And you say that you're in a transition period in your life. I'd like to just sort of focus in on you. How old are you about? You don't have to give your exact age.
31.
All right. So you're still the young'un. And you ask, where should I focus my efforts at this time? Well, this is a very, very general question. So, I'm going to try to focus in a little bit more on what have you been focusing your efforts on that you don't want to anymore?
Well, right now, I just moved to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find employment in a field where I don't even want to stay in anymore. Well, I've had some insight as to what I can do long-term to kind of transition out of it. But, you know, there are human things you need to take care of day-to-day, like bills and stuff like that.
All right.
So I just kind of feel like I'm in a fog, kind of. I don't know.
All right. So the old form of employment, you just don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
All righty. And do you mind telling me what that is?
Accounting.
All right. And do you want to do something that's different, just totally different for you? Okay. So I'm going to now throw down three cards, and we'll see what we get. All right. First card is a surprise to me because it says me that you are blocked. It is the Eight of Swords. That is a card of a woman blindfolded, bound, barefoot in muddy water with swords all around her. This feeling that you have of sort of, you know, being in a fog or having things, you know, not seem right to you may have been put on you. In other words, there may be some jealousy or some other person that's affecting you, because this is not usually a card of one doing this to oneself. So it doesn't look like it's what I would call just a natural, oh, I'm bored with accounting. Something has happened that has caused this. The next card is a card called the Five of Swords. Now, this is another swords card, and this shows where there was a battle, and two people were made to drop their swords and leave, and another person is laughing with a sort of insane glee that they've won. So this almost says to me that you were sent out of this. In other words, hot-footed. Is that possible?
I don't know.
Because it really does seem, this seems like something was done to you from these cards. This is not like, oh, hi, I woke up one day and I decided not to be an accountant and I decided to become a bareback pony rider, you know? It's not like that. There's something pushed you away from accounting and whatever it may be. And the third card, the card of the future, however, says that it may be well for you, that it may turn out good in the end. It's a card I got earlier today, the Two of Wands. And this shows a person planning and looking forward to their future. I just had this card when I did a reading this afternoon for a lady, and she was waiting for her boyfriend to come. And I look at this card, and then I have this. This is today's card, the Two of Wands. I also had it today. I did a reading for a man, and he had a girlfriend, and she was waiting for her boyfriend to come. So I look at this card. I'm like, well, what is this card? Why do I have this card so many times today myself? But this is a card of long-term planning, and there's a message here about maybe even moving, if that's possible, because this man is holding a globe of the earth, and he's saying, and in both the cases I read earlier today, where this card came up, it was about someone moving once from state to another, and the other ones actually are literally across the ocean. So I'm almost thinking that you might want to move to a new location as well.
I feel it.
You feel it too?
I feel like I may be moving again.
Yeah. Well, that's what this card would indicate, would be that you should move, and that when you go to a new place, but make your plan before you go, but when you go to the new place, things will be better for you. Now, the other thing, you said, where should you focus your efforts? I think on moving. And you also said having trouble securing employment and love. Well, no point in securing love where you are if you're going to be moving. Let me ask you another question. We only have a couple of minutes left. What type of employment are you hoping for? What kind of new, do you need to go back to school to get some credentials? Because I'm seeing that may be possible here.
Mhm. I was thinking about going to school. Actually, I went online and did a couple of things, but I feel like I'm moving again, so I'm kind of feeling like, what move should I make? I'm just not clear on what to do, because I feel like I'm supposed to be leaving where I am now. I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah. Well,
so it's just kind of crazy. But
yeah,
I sure have an idea about something about writing, which will be a long-term goal, you know, but I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Well, the reason I said it, that this is another good card of moving and also maybe going back to school and things like that, it's a card called the Chariot, which says you need to hitch everything up. This is a man who has these sphinxes to pull his chariot, and he needs to get them harnessed up. They're not hitched up to his chariot, so he can't go forward yet. He's got the plan. He's got the armor on. He's got the full strength of his mind and body, but he doesn't yet have everything lined up. So you need to do some prayer work to bring in that focus. I would recommend a combination of clarity, King Solomon wisdom, and road opener. And combine those three oils. You can wear them. You can burn them on candles. And start burning some road opener candles dressed with those three things, clarity, King Solomon wisdom, road opener. You also could maybe add some steady work if you wanted to. And I feel that the real problem here is you haven't yet decided on whether you need to go back to school to get some credentials. But I think you do, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Here is that whatever it is, you may need to go back to school. You're not too old. Don't worry about that. Many people do when they change careers. And there is a good possibility that you will be able to do what we call distance learning. In other words, this is the card called the Nine of Pentacles shows a woman who's holding a hawk in her hand, and the hawk flies from a distance. And I sometimes identify this card with, correspondence course or distant learning or internet-based education. Or you may travel physically. You may have to travel to go to that new school. In other words, this is not going to happen where you are, okay? And
okay.
The third card is the last card that we have here is a card that says the Last Judgment, and that is a card of complete renewal. It's the angel blows the trumpet, the dead come back to life.
Mm-hmm.
You are going through a serious transition in your life, but as I said, you're going to need some credentials and some training and some study, and you will need to move to do that. Okay? Does that answer
mm-hmm.
your question?
Yes, I have another question, though. Now, you said there was something about maybe I was hot-footed. What can I do about that?
Well, if you want to undo it, you can go back to being an accountant. Like I said, it almost looked like it turned out for the best anyway.
Okay.
We have just about a minute remaining.
All right, we have 1 minute left. We got to go. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Tammy Lee, take us out, because I'm about spoken out here.
All right. Y'all did a great job. It was another wonderful show, and thank you so much for joining the most magical hour in radio with Dr. Keone and Miss Kat, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, JujuCentral.net, and myhoodoospace.ning.com.
also drkeone.com. Tune in next week at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Blog Talk Radio. Pre-register at ujuicircle.net and the Lucky Mojo Curio Company forums, or call in to 818-394-8535, and your call may be selected. For next week, at the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, the most magical hour in radio, once again brought to you by our wonderful hosts, Dr. Keone and Miss Catherine Ironwood.
Thank you, Tammy Lee. That's what we give you the chocolates for.
I
love you, sweetheart.
We have no music.
You.